Thank you and good morning. The Department of Religious Studies at Humboldt State University will hold a memorial service honoring the life of the late Father Eric Fried on Sunday. Professor and colleague of Father Fried, Bill Hebricksmeyer, said the memorial is a formal program of remembrance.
The centerpieces of the program are going to be some short statements made by some colleagues and students, and then the biggest part of the program will be the opportunity for people who are there in attendance to share with the group their memories and reflections about who Eric was and what he meant to them.
Fried was a member of HSU's Religious Studies faculty from 2007 until his death on January 1st. The public is invited to attend the ceremony and share their memories and personal experiences.
What we're hoping is that collectively we'll be able to share with each other the importance of Eric to the community as teacher, scholar, priest, counselor, and so forth.
The service will be held in the Native American Forum adjoining the Behavioral and Social Sciences Building at 2 p.m. The Assembly's Water Parks and Wildlife Committee will meet in Eureka today from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. to gather input and feedback about two proposed water bonds. The bonds would address the state's ongoing drought by authorizing the money to be spent on addressing water storage and delivery systems in the state. Supervisors Ryan Sundberg and Mark Lovelace will represent the county at the meeting, which will include other stakeholders, including local tribes, cities, and the Humboldt Municipal Water District. Supervisor Rex Bone elaborated on the bonds.
They're kind of a little spin on what was going to come up in 2012, 2010, but the economy wasn't good enough that they felt that they could get them passed. But all our water infrastructure has always been driven by bonds.
The meeting will be live streamed on the county website and will also be televised on Suddenlink's Channel 10. Fourth District Supervisor Virginia Bass will announce her campaign for re-election to the Board of Supervisors at a kickoff event scheduled for this afternoon. Bass will hold the event on the courthouse steps beginning at noon, rain or shine. Bass has received endorsements from Congressman Jared Huffman and fellow supervisors Rex Bone and Ryan Sundberg. Bass will highlight some of the key issues she has worked on in her first term, including collaborative efforts with the county and the city of Eureka on economic development, public safety, and planning. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife and the State Fish and Game Commission authorized an emergency measure that will severely restrict fishing on local rivers due to extreme drought conditions. Minimum flows on local rivers force the closure of fishing season through April 30th and will impact the Eel, the Van Dusen, the Mad, the Mattole, the Smith, and Redwood Creek. The river closures also affected every region of the state. And the National Weather Service has issued a high wind advisory for this afternoon into this evening. Winds of 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 50 miles per hour will blow through the region, with peak winds expected in the Del Norte area. The high winds will affect driving conditions and also bring the threat of downed power lines and power outages. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our Job Shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Recent economic indicators are suggesting that Humboldt County is headed for a recovery. According to information compiled by the Humboldt Economic Index, the labor market is beginning to improve for workers. In December of 2013, the non-seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 7.5%, down from 9.6% in 2012. County Supervisor Rex Bone points to recent developments by the California Redwood Company as a factor that signals economic growth.
We've talked since I was elected about what California Redwood did out there on the peninsula, restoring their export dock to export chips. Market's down a little bit, but now they're looking at doing some oak chips. I mean, they're looking at a lot of different things. I think before long they may look at a pellet mill.
Bone added that Redwood fencing sales have increased as well.
Our Redwood fencing sales through our small mills and the people that make the fencing, both at Mad River Lumber and Arcata Forest Products, their sales are up. They're doing real well. And these guys employ 30, 40 people. And these are people that are coming out of high school educations, a lot of them, and stuff like that, and can't go out and get a job with a necktie and stuff like that. But these are timber jobs, lumber heritage jobs that we used to have.
For more information about the county's economy, you can view the Humboldt Economic Index online on the Humboldt University website. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.